Ladies and gentlemen, good morning from the team of Deutsche EuroShop. This is Willem Berner speaking, and today I would like to present you our results for the first 3 months of the financial year 2019. I'm in this call together with my colleague Olaf Borkers and Patrick Kiss, our head of IR. Introduction, I would like to start with the operation. That's the retail turnover of our tenants and the split up by segments starting on slide 2. The retailers in our center started with a relatively mixed picture into the year 2019. As we had some special effects in Q1 2019, it is difficult to compare the turnover with our retailers with Q1 2018. The most important effect here was Easter and the corresponding Easter sales. These were rather late in the second half of April. Last year, Easter and the Holy Saturday, one of the most frequented days in the stationary retail, fell on 31st of March and therefore was included in the Q1 numbers. This means that we have to wait for the first half year results to have a proper comparability. Other effects were restructuring measures that we also had in Page and Magdeburg, and especially in Poland, the step-by-step reduction of Sunday openings, which became legally mandatory and which started in March 2018. But let's start with the overall picture. We've seen a minus of 1.6% of the absolute turnover, retail turnover of our tenants. And this decreased abroad by 1.8% and in Germany by 1.6%. On a like-for-like basis, our retailers saw a minus of 2.5% abroad and a 1.2% in Germany in Q1. That's in total a minus of 1.5% on a like-for-like basis. Here is it still worth mentioning that in Gdansk, the opening of a major competitor, the firm Gdansk, by end of May 2018, showed still its impact. This has led to shifts in turnover and footfall, but this, however, as we mentioned before, should normalize over time. Looking at the segments, there has been a visible spread between the performances of the various segments. In our German centers, and on a like-for-like basis, department stores saw a minus of 5.6, general retail minus 5.5. This includes bookstores, toys, household goods, and jewelry. Service minus 5.5% and food minus 3.3%. These were the weaker segments. On the other hand, shoes and leather saw a strong plus 5.7% and electronics a nice plus 2.2%. Also food catering with plus 0.6 and sports with plus 0.5 developed positively in the first quarter compared to Q1 2018. Fashion, which accounts for approximately 40% of our space and 30% of our turnover, came in with a slight minus of 0.3%. With that numbers, our rent to sales ratio now stands at 9.5 after 9.3% at the year end 2018. Customer footfall decreased also slightly in the first 3 months. We saw a minus of 1.8% for Germany and for our international centers compared to Q1 2018. And the main reason here again was the fact that Easter sales only took place in the second half of April. As for the turnover numbers for our retailers, we have to wait here for the full half-year results to better compare those numbers. Let's now continue with the financials and start on page 3 with the revenues. The numbers after the first 3 months of this year look as expected. In a continued demanding stationary retail and leasing environment, revenues increased slightly by 0.3% on a year-on-year basis. You can see also that on the slide that the share of the revenues for our German centers and the properties abroad was almost unchanged. On the next page, we show you the development of our EBIT. The EBIT increased to 49.3 million, which corresponds to a plus of 0.6% due to slightly lower operating and administration costs for the properties. The cost ratio now stands at 10%. It is well within our budgeted range, and the center operational costs comprise mainly of the center management fees, non-allocatable ancillary costs, maintenance, and write-downs on rent receivables. On page 5, you can see the development of our financial results. This improved by 2.5 million from minus 9.5 to now minus 7 million. Two major effects are responsible for this improvement. On the one hand, and on a continuous basis, the interest expenses decreased due to regular loan repayments and a favorable refinancing of our Altmarkt Gallery in Dresden, which kicked in the end of Q4 2018. On the other hand, and as a one-off, other financial income grew substantially. This comes from an expected interest income in relation to now expected trade tax refund for previous financial years. The background to this is the announcement of a ruling made by the Great Senate of the German Federal Fiscal Court, the BFH, at the end of March regarding the applicability of the so-called extended trade tax deduction, a very special feature of the German tax system. For the native German speakers on the call, that feature is called the erweiterte gewerbesteuerliche Kürzung. Without going into too many complex tax details, the announcement of this ruling of the Grand Senate of the BFH is very positive for Deutsche EuroShop because it allows now most of the income of Deutsche EuroShop to be tax exempt from trade tax. This trade tax exemption had been denied since 2010 by an earlier ruling of a lower chamber of the BFH. While Deutsche EuroShop has already successfully changed its tax structure soon after 2010 to avoid a major part of the trade tax going forward, it is a decision concerning our appeals against corresponding trade tax bills for the periods prior to 2010 were still pending. On the basis of the latest ruling, we assume that our appeals will now be granted. In case of interest and for further information on this topic, please see also the information made available on page 188 of our annual report 2018, which we just have published on April 29. So after this short excursion into the German tax system, I would like to explain you the overall change of the financial results of 2.5 million, again by following the bridge and starting from the left side. You see realized interest cost savings for the portfolio of 800,000 euro. The operational at equity profit was unchanged. Swaps contributed minus 0.7 million. And as just mentioned, 2.6 million came from the one-off interest income. The minority profit share remained almost unchanged on the prior year level. This leads us to the EBT adjusted for the valuation results. And you'll find that on page 6. Such result rose from 39.5 million to 42.3 million, which is a nice plus of 7.2%. Here again, the major effect came from the one-off interest income resulting from the expected tax refund, which contributed, as just mentioned, 2.6 million. The interest savings accounted for 800,000, and the rest came, that is 100,000, from the standing assets. Looking at the IPRA earnings on page 7, that means the following. So the operating profit excluding valuation increased from 36.9 to 47.6 million, again due to the expected trade tax reimbursement itself of 7.1 million and for the other reasons just mentioned before. IPRA earnings per share therefore increased from 60 cents to 77 cents. Excluding the non-recurring effect from the tax reimbursement, the IPRA earnings would have risen from 36.9 to 37.9 million. That's a plus of 2.9%, or on a per share basis, a plus of 1 cent to now 61 cents. Now I'd like to turn to the consolidated profit of the group on the next page. And here you see that has increased by 9 million and now stands at 39.4 million. Again, here you see the same effects, one-off trade tax reimbursement, including a corresponding interest income. This amounts to plus 9.7 million, and the profit of the other standing assets improved the result by a further 1 million. The valuations result after tax accounted for minus 1 million of the change. All other changes resulting from non-efficient interest swaps and deferred taxes were very limited. So earnings per share increased from 49 to 64 cents, and excluding the one-off items, EPS would have decreased from by 1 cent to 48 cents. This is due to higher capex. On page 9, we have outlined the development of the FFO. For the first 3 months, the FFO, which excludes the valuation results and the one-off tax items, rose from 37.8 to now 38.4 million, or on a per share basis from 61 to 62 cents. You can find the detailed FFO calculation on the right side of this slide. So coming now from the P&L to our balance sheet on page 10, our total assets were slightly higher, and they now stand at 4.66 billion. That's a plus of 48.3 million compared to the last reporting date end of the year. And the main effect here comes from the increase of the liquidity by some 40 million euro. As at end of March 2019, current and non-current financial liabilities stood at 1.5 billion, which was 1.6 million lower than at the end of 2018. And this followed scheduled repayments. Non-current deferred tax liabilities increased by 5.7 million to now 458 million, and this mainly results from regular tax depreciation. Other current and non-current liabilities and provisions also remained rather unchanged. So total equity, including minorities, increased by 39.4 million. As you can see, our equity ratio remains at a strong 56.1%, and the consolidated LTV now stands at 30.9%. On a look-through basis, that's the LTV calculated on a fully proportional basis according to our group share, the LTV now stands at 33%, also a very reasonable level. On the next two pages, that is 11 and 12, we give you some information on our debt. Of our consolidated debt, some 760 million mature in the next 4 years. We still see, as in the past, potential for some reductions in our interest costs over the next years. Currently, our consolidated debt bears an average interest rate of 2.51%. The average interest rate already came down significantly in the last years. And given the actual interest rate environment and quotations from banks, we could refinance our debt around 1.5% for 10 years in Germany. Our weighted maturity of our loan portfolio now stands at 5.9 years. And on the right side of page 12, you will see some details for loans which we have already extended. As an example, we just have fixed a loan of close to 140 million at 1.68% interest rate for 10 years for our center close to Berlin, the A10 center. And another loan of 59 million at 1.09% for 9 years for the Starbuck Center. So after the detailed financial information, let's now come to the guidance for 2019, which we slightly updated with the publication of our annual report 2018, end of April. In the annual report, we also added our expectations for 2020, and you'll find all such information on slide 13. We expect that the revenues remain stable within a range of 222 to 226 million in this year and next year. And correspondingly, we're also forecasting the EBIT between 194 and 198 for both years. For 2019, we raised our forecast for EBT excluding valuation slightly to a range of 159 to 162. The previous forecast was 158 to 161. And this due to the expected additional interest income in connection with the expected tax fund, as explained before. For 2020, EBT excluding valuation is expected to come in between 161 and 164 million. And last but not least, for the FFO, our forecast is 2.40 to 2.44 per share for this year, and for next year, 2.43 to 2.47. So all those numbers, now the lookout on page 14. Looking at the operations, we continue to roll out our mall beautification and at your service programs, just as we have done over the last quarters already. Currently, the main activities are taking place in the Altmarkt Galerie in Dresden, the Bildstedt Center in Hamburg, and the Rhein-Neckar Zentrum in Viernheim, as well as the Herold Center in Norderstedt. Additionally, we plan to start the programs in 3 more centers this year, namely the ones in Hamm, Dessau, and Neunkirchen. While in general, make good progress with such programs, we had, as explained earlier already, hoped to be a bit quicker. Nevertheless, we are on good track, and the first qualitative surveys show that our center in Magdeburg is well received by our customers and the shoppers, and they like the new services and the atmosphere improvements very much. On the financing side, we are currently working on refinancing of a total amount of 262 million maturing 2020 and 2022, and expect to sign here in the next 12 months or 15 months prolongations on new loans with banks. Said before, the banking market is currently still positive, and we are confident to agree on attractive terms with the banks. Finally, we look forward to further increases in the dividend, that is to €1.55 for financial year 2019 and to €1.60 for the financial year 2020. Last but not least, and after all those numbers, you're kindly invited to join us for the sixth edition of our Real Estate Summer on the 5th and 6th of September this year. We would like to show you our refreshed Rhein-Neckar-Zentrum close to Mannheim, where we will have accomplished the at your service and mall beautification programs by then. Additionally, we'll walk with you through the Forum in Wetzlar and the Main-Taunus-Zentrum. And of course, we'll provide you with a nice and informative supporting program with interesting speakers and presentations. One topic will be the digital mall. Our step forward to combine the on and offline world of shopping. Thank you so far for listening, and I'm now happy to take your questions. Operator, please go ahead.
The first question comes from the line of Kai Klose of Berenberg. Please go ahead.
Yes, very good morning, gentlemen. I've got a question regarding the letting activities in the first quarter. Could you indicate either how many contracts or how many rents in €1 million as contracted rental volume were extended within the first quarter? And what was the revision up or down? And what was the change in the lease duration compared to the prior lease maturities? And the second question would be on page 14. How much was spent in the first quarter for the rollout investment program in the malls which you have described there? Thanks.
Yeah. First of all, the reletting for 2019, we have some expectations of releasings of, I think, 6 to 7%. However, sometimes, and these are the numbers by the contract, but sometimes you speak earlier to, to tenants, or they speak to you earlier, even if a rent only comes up or a contract comes up next year. And on the other hand, there are other instances, like, for example, Gary Weber, where we're still waiting that they set up their mind. On the exact terms, and on a day-by-day basis, we do not count the contracts, but it's roughly 6 to 7% that we will release. And again, as also we have mentioned before, there are some areas where we have some good numbers, improved numbers. It's always when we go to health and beauty where we see good releasing results. On the other hand, when we talk to the weaker part, that is fashion and shoes, where we also have elaborated on, we also see sometimes lower rents. So on average, as we have not any new addition to the portfolio, the 0.3% like-for-like growth is a fair view on average. But there is a range, of course, between the segments.
Actually, to be precise, the 6 to 7%, what was this number? That was your target or assumption for the full year 19 or for the first quarter?
I was asking for the quarter. For the full year. In our company presentation, we give you the exact number and a percent. However, sometimes, as I mentioned before, you start already much earlier than waiting for exactly, the leasing contract which matures in that month. Yeah.
And what was the amount in either square meter or annualized rental volume in Q1?
Yeah, that's in percentage. I mean, if you would then elaborate on 220, the mid-range income is 224 million. So if you take 6 to 7% and then divide that probably to four quarters, then you probably have the number.
But you don't have the exact number for Q1 now?
No, but we could give it to you afterwards.
Thank you.
And the amount that we spent, you see that in the valuation result. That is including the at equities, which you do not see on the group balance sheet, but which are of course included in the equities. There's only 2.5 million. We expect this number to increase in the second quarter when all, as I mentioned before, the activities for the other centers start and more CapEx is being spent in shorter time. But the number for the first quarter is 2.5 million.
Thank you.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star followed by one on a touchtone telephone. There are no further questions at this time.
So if there are no further questions, we thank you very much for listening and attending the call.